welcome back to Christmas Clatter. Appreciate everyone being here. We have a few things to get to, a little bit of change of plans from for this week's episode. I know I had said that the Bearded Thrift Machine was going to be here. He will not be here this week. They had an emergency situation come up, and they're not going to be able to make it. So they will be here not next week, but in the weeks ahead. So be sure to tune in for that. And the reason I was going to have them here, this first thing I really want to tell you guys about is Bearded Thrift Machine's a YouTube channel. Me and my wife Holly and watch all the time. We got to meet them when we were in Tennessee at the 127 Yard Sale, hanging out with Ken there. And what they do is they resell, they buy stuff, you know, yard sales and Goodwill and storage units. They come across a lot of Christmas stuff, like a lot of Hallmark ornaments and all kinds of cool Christmas decorations. They're getting ready to have this Saturday. It's still scheduled to have an all Christmas whatnot show. And depending on how things go, they may not have it, but they will be having more this season. If you're not familiar with Whatnot, it's a website slash app that's like it's a live stream, like I'm live streaming to YouTube, but it's like a live stream auction. And there's a chat, and it works really great. There's giveaways and stuff. And guys, if you're like me and got the collecting bug or just feel like you need some new Christmas ornaments or there's something you're looking for, go to Whatnot and check out the Bearded Thrift Machine. And let them know I sent you. I'd appreciate that. It's going to be Saturday, I think 6 Eastern is when that is. And there'll be links for that in the show notes and descriptions for anybody that is interested. Please go check them out. Usually the stuff on their other shows, me and Holly watch the other Whatnot shows that have different items from them. Their stuff goes for like really reasonable prices. Every once in a while, something will go a little crazy. You know, people bid up on it, but everything is usually pretty reasonable. And there's like a $13 shipping cap on Whatnot, something like that. Don't take my word on it. I'm just going to throw out things like that. But yeah, check it out. It's Bearded Thrift Machine on Whatnot. Also, check out the YouTube channel, Bearded Thrift Machine, if you're into finding deals and flipping and all that kind of cool stuff. We really enjoy it. Learn a lot about different things, and Julian and his wife are a lot of fun to watch go through that. They're good people. But guys, thanks for joining me here in the chat. I see Santa Dad's in here, and Arnie and Doug and Holly's joined in. I really appreciate it, guys. If you didn't hear me earlier, just forget about the way I look on camera. I literally got off work, ate a little supper, helped with a little math homework, and came down here. And my allergies are getting to me. I didn't even comb my hair. I just asked Holly, I was like, does my hair look okay to go live? Because I don't think I have time to get a shower beforehand. She's like, sure. You know, so here we are. So I kind of had a pivot, you know, since I had a show plan, I had a pivot, which isn't the first time. I remember one time I was able to get Glenn from Season's Eatings to come on like last minute, but that was like last minute with a couple days left. And this was last minute. So, so I pulled out the old, YouTube, podcast trick. When you, something doesn't go right, you do the Q&A episode. And, so we did that. So if you guys in the live chat, if you have any questions for me, fill them up. I got a few questions from the social medias and from emails and things. And so we'll go through that. If you're in the chat, live chat, and you leave a question, please mark it with begin it with a capital Q and a colon. That way it kind of stands out from the other comments. That way I won't miss it. Hopefully won't miss it, but with my eyes bothering me like they were, I may miss it, but I don't want to. But yeah. Oh, look at there. I got Donald and Daisy. I know who that is. That's Taylor, That's my youngest. She's being Dorothy for Halloween, and she looks identical to Dorothy. She looks so great. So, let me pull up these questions on the social medias real fast. I got them on my phone. I didn't even have time to make like little graphics or nothing for this episode for you guys on YouTube. And I apologize for that. But we have a Jerry D from Dallas, Texas. He goes, when are you coming back on Totally Rad Christmas? Well, next time you invite me, Jerry, I'll be there. We'll do another Totally Rad Christmas. Anytime you want, we'll do it. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm always there for Jerry. Charles Agu of Agu Designs. He's been a friend of Christmas Clatter for a long time and been on the show before. He goes, what Christmas traditions did your family have when you were growing up that you continue with and now enjoy with your family? Well, that's a good question. What's something like my parents did that I continue with? Huh. You know, Charles, off the top of my head, I don't think there are any, because we usually do Christmas. We do Christmas here with the kids, but we also do Christmas with my parents still and my sister and her girls. And we kind of do all those traditions over there still every year with my kids at their grandma's house, at my mom's house. So there's none that I can think of off the top of my head that I have pulled into my house when we do Christmas, for the fact that they're still being done at my parents' house every year with everybody around, if that makes sense. But that's something I've never really consciously paid attention to, but something that you have brought my attention to, and I appreciate that. And then we have one from the Christmas Guy 365. He says he's not going to be live in the chat because it's going to be 1 a.m. in England. That just seems like excuses to me. That just seems like excuses, but we'll give him a pass. He says, what does a traditional Christmas day at your household looks like? Time you wake up, what's for breakfast, dinner, beers you drink, typically watch, etc. Usually, well, I don't drink any kind of alcohol for various different reasons, but I do drink the eggnogs, you know, non-alcoholic. That's like a Christmas thing we do. As far as having drinks, we typically don't have a big Christmas dinner. We do a lot of like finger kind of foods, that kind of thing. We do have a Christmas breakfast, and it's here at our house, and mine and Holly's house, and my parents come, and different, you know, my mother-in-law comes, and the, you know, the kids and whatever other family can make it on Christmas morning, usually 8-ish in the morning. And she makes a breakfast casserole and, Norwegian pancakes, and we have those, and it's always a big deal. It's always a lot of fun, and to get together, it's one of our favorites traditions of the year is the Christmas breakfast. But typically, my boys are older, but when they were younger, you know, I had split time with my boys between me and their mom. And so sometimes I'd have them Christmas morning, and every other year I'd have them like Christmas afternoon / night. And so typically at a normal Christmas, let's say I would have the boys for Christmas morning, we'd go to my mom and dad's house Christmas Eve evening, and eat. My mom has a Christmas thing all day at her house. She gets together with her family, her extended family and stuff during the day on Christmas. She makes like three different kinds of soup and has like this big like sandwich spread out, and gets together with her sister. She had three other sisters, two have since passed, but then their kids, so all her nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews and things. If I'm not working, I go to that during the day, like lunchtime. And then we go back that evening and kind of, pick and eat what's left over. And we'll read the nativity story. Mom hides a Hallmark ornament on her big tree for everybody to find. We'll do that. We'll play some other kind of Christmas games like Bad Santa or whatever, Dirty Santa or whatever it's called. And then we exchange gifts and have a good time. And then come home, get the kids to bed. Then Santa comes. We'll get up for Christmas breakfast. Kids unwrap. And then the boys would be off to their moms. And me and Holly and the girls would just kind of have a relaxing afternoon. One time we went to the movies to watch Mary Poppins and that kind of thing. And then it usually end up back over at my parents to eat some more of those good leftovers. And then when I would have the boys on Christmas night, it was pretty much the same, except Christmas Eve night, we would go to my parents' church for a candlelight service on Christmas Eve night. And, don't forget, every Christmas night, Christmas Eve at midnight, the Christmas day, we stand outside for a few minutes, look at the stars. But, instead of being over at my mom and dad's Christmas Eve night doing the presents and all that stuff, we'd go to their candlelight service at their church, come in, Santa Claus, make the girls wait till the boys got here that afternoon to unwrap stuff, which they always really enjoyed. And then we'd do that and then head over to mom and dad's Christmas night to kind of to finish it out. But that's normally a basic holiday around here. It's saying it like that, it sounds busy, but it's really not. It's really low key and relaxing. And plus two, my parents live like three blocks away, it's not, maybe a quarter mile, I guess, total. So it's not much. So it doesn't, so getting over there and back it doesn't take any time. And, it's just really sweet and things, but, let's hit the live chat in here and, pull these up. How many trees are you decorating this year at your place? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think we're at 11 right now, but we may have a few more if I'm not mistaken. So we're at 11 right now. So we're not going to catch up to you guys anytime soon, Arnie and Doug. So Santa Dad says, I really enjoy Christmas coloring books. If you're choosing, would you rather do something like paint Christmas figures? If you're choosing, would you rather do something like paint like that or paint Christmas figures as a crafty Christmas activity? Well, that's a good idea. Nobody wants me to paint anything. Ask Holly. She's like, you can help me paint this wall in the hallway when we moved in this house. And I'm like, okay. And then after a while, she's like, never mind. Go do something else. I really enjoy woodworking and that kind of thing. I don't get to do it as much as I like because of the different time restraints. Ken had sent me this like an Instagram short reel, whatever they're called, of this lady that wrapped three giant boxes and then put them like cattywampus on a dowel rod. And then she had like two sets of them. And then so it looked like presents were stacked up next to her front door. And I'm going to do something like that here real soon, except I can't just do what she did I have this thing where I got to like take everything to the nines. And so we had, two cheap, Christmas tree stands that rotate. We weren't crazy about them because they were way too loud. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make that, you know, with the dowel rod, put the presents through. I'm going to attach it to that rotating Christmas tree stand. And since I can get power there, I'm going to rig up lights to it. That way they're not just sitting by the front door or on the front porch, just sitting there. They'll be sitting there lit and spinning at the same time because go big or go home, I guess. But that's something I like to do. Holly's an excellent painter and crafter, and she does all that. And I'm all the time bothering her to help me out with stuff and things like that. So, yeah. Mikey asks, last season you had a podcast on artists you wish would make a Christmas album. What artist is no longer with us that you wish made a Christmas album? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. If it was a band, even though we have two members left, I would say the Beatles right off the bat. Kind of the problem with that is just so many older bands and stuff made so many Christmas albums. But yeah, you know, the Beatles would be interesting, even though, you know, they still have two members left. Trying to think off the top of my head. I wish Michael Jackson had a Christmas album. I think that would be, I mean, he has a lot of Christmas music as the Jackson 5, but I think, you know, the King of Pop at the height of his powers in the early mid 80s would be, you know, that would be an excellent Christmas album. Excellent take. Prince would be interesting, I think. I wish Tom Petty did more Christmas songs. We had a couple from him. One that's really good and one that's, it's fine. But I wish I could have got more from Tom Petty as a, you know, we never got a full Christmas album from him. That would have been really great in my opinion, but, those are just a few off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm missing some. Yeah. So that's just a few off the top of my head. But if I had to pick one of those, I'd probably pick Michael Jackson. I think that would be the most interesting. Yeah. Dan wants to know, with the extended amount of time you have off this Christmas, what are the three top ways are you most excited to spend that time? I think we got plans to like go to St. Charles, which is, this is outside of St. Louis. It's an old town right on the Mississippi River, and they do a lot of cool stuff. It's like cobblestone streets and things. And they do like the old Charles Dickens kind of Christmas. They'll have people down there and like in that dress and stuff. And they actually have like people that roast chestnuts, actually roast chestnuts on an open fire, which I've never had that. I've never tried them. So I want to go try that. Our neighbors set out one of those like little tight playhouse things that like your 3-year-old kids can get in and stuff. Set it out on the curb for free. We drug that thing home and we have a plan of cleaning it up and then painting it and making it look like a gingerbread house to put out in the front yard. That might be done before I get my time off, but if it's not, that would be something that would be fun to work on while I'm off. Puzzles. I'm looking forward to having a lot of puzzle time, a lot of music time, a lot of downtime just to enjoy and soak up the holidays. You know, when you work full time and work more than full time, time goes by really fast. And it seems like for me personally, I need like almost a week and a half off before the days feel like they're long. Like I can get a lot done, you know, cause I'm used to being on the schedule and go and go and go. So I'm just looking forward for that slowdown that maybe I can soak in the holidays and they won't just slip away so fast. It's not, you know, work till, you know, 12 hours, 7:30 at night, you know, 7:30 to 7:30 and rinse and repeat 6 days a week until Christmas comes and goes, you know? So just having that downtime to be able to, and one thing I'm really looking forward to, this is my time off, is harassing Taylor, my youngest, about me being off for Christmas before she gets out of school for Christmas. Just because that's why I am. I like that. But Ken's wanting to know, do you like multicolored lights or white lights? Multicolored lights, hands down. I'm the only one in my family. We got one of those trees that does both, and you know, it can do multicolor or clear or both at the same time. I always lose. It's always white. I remember when my mom went from multicolored to white, I was like 14, 15, came home and she had a tree up and had white lights on it, you know, in the living room. And I was like, I'm like, what do you think we are, Martha Stewart, with their fancy white lights? And, but I mean, it's fine. I can live with it, but man, I love the colored lights. I just like them. There is nothing better. Tell me if I'm wrong. There is nothing better than sitting in your living room with nothing on, no TV, no radio, no nothing, just silent, and a Christmas tree with colored lights on. That's it. And just sitting there in the quiet with the colored lights of the Christmas tree and just soaking it in. There's nothing better than that. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. That is like the best thing in the world. Is sitting there in the quiet, in, I guess, the kind of darkishness, but just having those colored lights. I love it. I love it. I love it. I know I got white ones behind me, but that's because YouTube things, color lights don't show up all that well, at least the ones I don't. So, and let's see, Ken's wanting to know, is there a light on that Lego house? Actually, there's a light in the floor next to there, and it kind of glowing up into the window. So, yeah. Yeah. Jessica says I'm not wrong. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Arnie and Doug had roasted chestnuts one time at a local theme park. I went and roasted some at home that year. It's a fun treat. I'm ready to try them. We actually have some pumpkin seeds from the jack-o'-lantern Taylor carved. So they were soaking overnight. I don't know if they've gotten any further from that. But yeah, love it. I can't wait to try them. But yeah. Let's grab another question here that was sent in. Let me pull these notes up here, guys. All right. Who was the most memorable guest on Christmas Clatter and why? From Brian in Atlanta. All right. Brian, I would say it would be Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life. It's just to have someone that was a part of something that was so iconic Christmas. You know, that's like, you know, if you rate it Christmas things as like, you know, level of iconicness, if that's even a word, you know, It's a Wonderful Life would be on the, whatever the top level of that scale would be as far as being iconic. And to have someone that actually, you know, had a speaking part, much less the speaking part of Daddy Teacher Says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And, you know, like the most memorable line of the movie, they have the actor that says that, to be a part of the podcast and to be so sweet and so kind with her time. Just absolutely memorable. It was a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen that or heard that episode, please, please go check it out. Yeah. Let's see. A lot of these are about Christmas traditions. So I'll save that one for last. Ryan was wanting to know, do you have a favorite Christmas movie or song that you never get tired of? I've never gotten tired of It's a Wonderful Life or Elf or Christmas Vacation or Home Alone. I've never gotten tired of those. Arthur Christmas, I love. One of my new favorites, I just seen it once though, last year for the first time, 8-Bit Christmas. If you've not seen that one, it's an instant Christmas classic movie, even though it's been out a year or so now. 8-Bit Christmas is an instant Christmas classic movie and is one of my favorites. I recommend it to people all the time looking for a new Christmas movie because a lot of times they haven't heard it. As far as songs I never get sick of, Christmas Baby Please Come Home is one of my favorites. I love the Darlene Love version. I love the YouTube version. I just really, really love that song a lot. I remember a year or so ago, I did like my favorite Christmas song. And this Christmas, Donnie Hathaway is my favorite Christmas song. And I've never get tired of that. It's such a smooth song, easy song to listen to. Just wonderful. Wonderful stuff. Speaking of Christmas albums, I saw Jimmy Fallon has a Christmas album coming out this year. That should be interesting. I like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's funny. I'm probably one of the few people that do, but definitely going to give it a listen for sure. Definitely going to give that a listen for sure. So, Derek is wanting to know, what are some of the challenges of running a Christmas-themed podcast? The biggest challenge is it's a Christmas themed podcast and 99% of the public only care about Christmas from November the 1st through, December the 26th. But, one of the biggest challenges I had early on, especially when I was doing it year round, I don't do it year round anymore because of this, is finding topics to talk about every month. Because I don't want to do like a Bing Crosby retrospect in March, because the only people listening will be the hardcore Christmas people. Not that that's bad, but that's kind of the episode you want to put out for like the general masses kind of thing. You know, so in the kind of like the off season of Christmas, you want to find Christmas topics that are really niche that hardcore Christmas people would love. And sometimes that gets a little bit daunting to find something, to find a new angle on something like that. And I did it for a few years and really enjoyed it, but then realized I was pulling my hair out sometimes trying to think of that. And there's still a lot of that stuff I think of today. I really want to bring back the Merry Melee, but in a new format that's a lot cleaner and a lot easier to, you know, for people to process and to do. I really enjoyed those. I still ask myself those silly melee questions all the time. In fact, just a while ago, and I'll ask the people in the live chat to answer this, because for some reason, I do not know why, this is a question that I have all the time and ask myself all the time. Who would play the next great Ebenezer Scrooge? And the only caveat is they can never have played him before. So who would be the next great Ebenezer Scrooge? Which actor or actress? I'll let the chat roll through here before I've come down to two answers. One I've had for a while, and one just kind of hit me in the head today. Yeah, just things like that. I remember doing the Merry Melee where it's like, you know, which actor from the Expendables franchise would be the best in the Hallmark movie. I like thinking about stuff like that. You know, and that's the kind of thing that you would want to do kind of the quote unquote off season, you know, or which Hallmark movie actress would be the best in the Expendables franchise, you know, where it comes at. But we have Ben. Hey Ben, thanks for hopping in here, bub. I appreciate it. Will Arnett, he would be good. He would be a good choice. Are you going for a comedy or are you going for a serious role with Will there? Robert Downey Jr., yes, that's an excellent choice as well. as well. One just hit me off the top of my head for some reason. I don't know what made me think of it, but Andrew Lincoln, I think, would be a good Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, played Rick from The Walking Dead. You know, he's actually British, and if you want to go with the old British Ebenezer and kind of the classic ways, and I think both of the people I have in my head are British as well. But Holly's saying Keith or Sutherland, I could see that. Yeah, he would be the world's shortest Ebenezer Scrooge, possibly. But yeah, Keith would be good, very good. Been saying definitely a comedy with Will. I get it. Kind of like Scrooged in development kind of thing. Neil Patrick Harris, I think he could do funny or not. He definitely could. He definitely could. So, yeah. Yeah. Patrick Stewart's already played Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah. But he's excellent. He's excellent. Cary Elwes? I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that name. Let me do the old googs on that one. It's probably one of those, oh yeah, that's their name. You know, that kind of thing. Oh yeah. From Robin Hood and Princess Bride. Yep. I know who you're talking about now. It just took a second for me to click it. Yeah, definitely. That would be a good one. One I've had that I still use as an answer all the time. Again, saying Anthony Hopkins. I definitely could see that. One that you've heard me say here before is Idris Elba. I think he would make a great Ebenezer Scrooge. He's got the gravitas to do it. You know, it's command attention. He's a big man and a large presence and an excellent actor. And can also do, you know, the transformation kind of thing. So that would definitely be good. Ben saying John Cleese. I can go for that. You know, like Hall & Oates, I can go for that. Or no, they were. I can't go for that. Sorry. Yeah, I can do John Cleese. But and the other one I have that for some reason has escaped me until now, and I don't know why, is James McAvoy. And I think he would be my number one pick as Ebenezer Scrooge. He's such a phenomenal actor. He can do all the crazy, mad stuff. He can be, you know, he played Professor X in X-Men franchise. So, you know, he can be the hero, the charming person people are drawn towards, that people like kind of thing. He's a little younger, but I don't think that would be too big a deal. But I think James McAvoy should tackle Ebenezer Scrooge. One version of the Christmas Carol I would absolutely love is if you could get the cast of The Office, of the American Office, together. Michael Scott and Dwight and Jim and all of them, and use those characters as a version of an office version of A Christmas Carol. I think that would be complete gold and complete hilarity. John Lithgow, definitely. Yeah, definitely could. Dan saying Hugh Laurie, I can see that. He's got the grouchy part down for sure. But yeah. So I'm surprised no one said Tom Cruise. I mean, what's wrong with Tom Cruise? He could play Ebenezer Scrooge. He would be a cocky Ebenezer Scrooge, but he would be. He'd be Ebenezer Scrooge that would be jumping off buildings. Ben's wanting to know, if Ebenezer Scrooge was played by a woman, who would you cast? You know, I've thought about this. I would cast... Just when I say I thought about this, it's something that's been there, and I'm trying to think if the actor is still all that relevant or not, you know, because you'd have to have, Sarah Paulson, definitely. So, Tom Cruise probably would be shorter than, Keith or Sutherland. But Meryl Streep, Mikey, that's a good one. That's a good one. I can't think of her name. She played in Hereditary. Super good. Kathy Bates. She could get away with that. She got snubbed at the Oscars for that role in Hereditary. Toni Collette. She would be an excellent female version of Scrooge. She can do it all. She really can. And also, if you guys have been watching Agatha All Along on Disney Plus, Catherine Hahn plays Agatha. I think she would be an excellent choice as well. Martha Stewart, only if Snoop Dogg would be the ghost of Christmas Present. So, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I can see that. Ben definitely wants a comedy version of A Christmas Carol. I think he's tired of the serious versions of A Christmas Carol, and he's definitely needing a comedy version of A Christmas Carol. So thinking of that, and going back to one of the questions that Mikey asked about people that have passed, dadgummit, if Robin Williams was alive today, he would be my answer for Ebenezer Scrooge. That, you know, hands down, no questions asked. The world missed out on a Robin Williams, Ebenezer Scrooge. That's just my thoughts and opinions, but that would have been fantastic. I think it would have been good. You could have thrown some comedy in there. He can do it all. And that would be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, you know, not to get too sad around here, but Robin Williams, when he passed, that was kind of like the first Hollywood person that really got to me. For, you know, I didn't ever know him or anything, but it just, you know, you grew up with him and Mork and Mindy and stuff. But it's sad. So let's get cheered up a little bit. Guys, I really appreciate you. Yeah, Mikey, I'd love to have seen that. Yeah, I would have too. I think he would have been fantastic on that. Absolutely would. You know, just think about the character he played in, like, Good Will Hunting and that kind of thing. But then he could still do all, like, the childlike stuff, especially when, Scrooge converts and kind of becomes a kid again. You know, Robin Williams can make that, you know, that transition so good and seamless that it would have worked so well. Why didn't anybody do that? I'll never know. But, it would have been so good. Just trying to think of some actors, they just, to me, Ebenezer Scrooge has to have a presence where you just, when you see him, he don't need to talk to, like, command attention. And that's kind of the probably the hardest part of it. So, yeah. But it's always interesting. Let's see if we have another question here before I let you guys go. You've been so kind with your time tonight. I really appreciate everybody that's here and in the chat, everybody listening on the podcast. And I had one I was going to save here for later. Here it is. It's from Kelsey. What do you hope listeners take away from each episode of Christmas Clatter? You said it, hope. You know, when I first started Christmas Clatter, it was just to give a little bit of Christmas to people that wanted it, like me, you know, more than a couple months out of the year. I end every episode telling people to keep Christmas hope alive. Just, tune in and listen to me and other people ramble about Christmas things, to enjoy some good company, and, you know, just have that hope that that Christmas brings something about Christmas time. It's like a new beginning. You know, there's no consolation that you know, winter solstice and Christmas are together, because, you know, both are foundational in celebrating new beginnings and new things coming. So, yeah. But, yeah, just the hope, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I get several messages from people every year, and they're like, it just blows my mind. It's so humbling that, you know, they like, Christmas Collider helped me with this year, Christmas Collider helped me with that this year, you know? And, it's like, really, I'm just a dumb old mailman talking about Christmas with my friends, you know? And, just people need that connection on things. You know, so I'm just here to talk about Christmas, and for some reason people want to hear me talk about it. And so I'm happy to be here when I can to do it, hopefully to do it for a long, long time. But, yeah, it's, you know, the only takeaway is, you know, enjoy Christmas, enjoy your time, slow down, you know, make sure you soak in every moment. So, yeah. So, hey, Bearded Beanie, how you doing, man? It's good to have you in here. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, I will never be Team Margo. Sorry. But yeah, just to take that little bit of hope and knowing we're here keeping you company for the holidays. It's awesome. But guys on the listening to the podcast, I really appreciate you taking time out to listen. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Probably a couple episodes next week. One will not be a live episode. It's already been recorded, but next week's going to be like a cooking episode. Cooking episodes, cookbook episodes. So, we will be back next Wednesday with a live guest, but probably Monday, Tuesday, something like that. There'll be a episode come out, been pre-recorded. So please remember that. And if you're listening on the podcast, I really appreciate it. If you ever have a chance to come over to YouTube on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Central, we'd really, really love to have you in the chat, because when I end this, I'm going to sit here for a few more minutes and talk with those in the chat, see what's going on. And, that's just one of the perks. And if I have a guest, you get to ask them questions. But remember, check out Whatnot and the Bearded Thrift. Links will be in the show notes in the description. Check out the Essential Christmas Music playlist, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube Music. Remember, if you listen to those, it's best on shuffle, and because of the way it was categorized, and I don't get any kickback from those. Those are just out there so people can get all their wonderful Christmas music in one place. I'll be listening to more new Christmas music this year, getting that reviewed up. Got a couple Christmas movies I'll be seeing for a review. Dwayne from Tinseltoons messaged me. He was wanting to do a live listen of the new, left the album upstairs, of the new Brett Eldridge album, Merry Christmas, Welcome to Family. I would love to do a live listen to that, but YouTube would shut it down so fast if we did it live or even pre-recorded it. So we may do that, but it might have to be like on Rumble or Patreon. I'm just not sure. I never streamed it those places. We might pre-record it, put it on Patreon. If that happens, it will not be a Patreon, like you have to pay to get it. It'd just be a Patreon thing. You just have to go to it, like hit subscribe on my Patreon, and then you can watch it. You know, I'm not going to charge money for that. But those are some things in the works as well. I have some other things I'm working on. There's some things I like to make and put on camera, but I'm having a hard time doing it because when I make stuff, I just want to make it. Not have to worry about camera angles and stuff. So see how that goes. See if I can overcome that or if I'm just going to keep that kind of thing to myself, but I'll show you. I like to tinker, see what happens. But, one last question before we get out of here from Jessica under the wire. Are you going to see Red One? Yes, I will go see Red One. Absolutely. The trailer I thought was fun. I don't have high hopes for it, other than it's probably fun. But that's all I need. I just need a fun Christmas movie. And if it's good, bonus points. So definitely. So, Taylor to the rescue, everybody. I got my Brett Eldridge new Christmas album. And I didn't realize, bought this one from Amazon. It comes with a board game that you could play in there. And then it's got all the pieces and instructions here. And then on Amazon, it is a exclusive. There it is. Red vinyl. It's new, so it's kind of stuck in there. A little bit of vacuum. There we go. Exclusive red vinyl there. So, yeah, that is. It's very well packaged, and I can't wait. I mean, I've heard all the songs, but I can't wait to spin it on my record player. Did I mention? I probably mentioned it. Or did that happen this year? Or was it last year? I can't remember now. Well, I'll say it again in case I didn't mention it. I have purchased a new home stereo system. I can't remember if it was before Christmas last year or not, to be honest with you. That's part of getting old. But, yeah, it's new. It's a 1971 Zenith stereo console. And it's got a record player, 8-track player that I need to fix, and radio. I also hooked it up with Bluetooth receiver so I can stream music on it. But it sounds so good. It's so warm. It's so old. It's still got the original speakers. It's got each speaker has like a 6-pound magnet in it. Thing is a monster. But dadgum, it sounds so good. Oh, my goodness. You put a little Dean Martin Christmas on there, and he's just, those warm tones just fill the house. Oh, my gosh. It is a beauty. They don't make them like that anymore. And that is definitely an old man thing to say. But, guys, if you're in the chat, stick with me. For those listening, until we meet again, remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.